the Madman DVD review with Dr. Maria Walls.
Great sting.
Check this out.
Woo!
Pass the ammo.
Woo! Woo!
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Mikey. A little bit of Chemical Brothers, eh? Thanks to Jules.
You never go wrong with a little bit of Chemical Brothers, ever, ever. Not one single song. How are you this morning?
Yeah, well.
Salmon song.
The what?
The salmon song. Oh, yeah, I didn't like the salmon song when it came out either, but people love it.
No, I hate shit.
Really? Okay.
Sorry.
All right. All right.
Not at all.
All right.
No, it's a good opinion to have.
Get out, Rob.
Okay. Only fisticuffs on the studio this morning.
That vape's clouding your head. Right, okay, Maria, go ahead, please. It's a Madman DVD review. Lovely to have you along this morning. How are you? Well,
yes, thank you, Mikey.
Pleasantries over. Let's go to the review. What's going on?
It's The Land of Mine, which is a play on the word, you know, my land, and also the land full of mines. You know, explosives.
So what's this one all about? Is it a doco or a drama or?
It's a fictionalized version of an actual event. After the war, the Germans had, well, Hitler had instructed his soldiers to go and plant a whole bunch of mines in Danish beaches, which is
good
guys. Nice.
Yep.
And so afterwards, the Danes said, you know, you have to come and clear them out to all of the Germans. There's a little beeping thing going on. Wow. It's quite appropriate for a wartime movie. It's possible that we're going to be detonated at some point soon.
It's not really.
Someone got a countdown on there.
Sounds like it's coming from you.
Oh, yeah.
That's some good radio right there at 10 past 8 on the prime time. Imagine sitting in your car listening to us all going, what the?
Yeah, sorry, that was my laptop.
Yeah, but what laptop makes that noise anyway?
It's actually an animation of nuclear testing throughout time.
And is it really?
Yeah,
is it,
and I was going to show it to
really?
You. Yeah, yeah.
I know the way you're talking about it. That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
yeah.
So that makes sense, because we were talking about that off air just before.
Yeah, which is appropriate. I mean, this is kind of like an older version, I guess, of you know, warfare, where you used to plant mines and that was terrible. And yeah, it is terrible, but of course, with the threat of nuclear things, mines seem to be minor.
The order to plant mines and scatter mines that's almost the a clear sign of I'm about to lose the war. Quick care, so, you know, this is what
desperate measures.
Yeah, that's what's happened in all over the world, hasn't it? Really?
Yeah. People get most extreme before the. Yeah,
Cambodia, Vietnam, you know, all the way around there too.
Good example. So this is a situation of moral
Eastern
ethics.
Europe.
And Eastern Europe is a whole different killer fish. this is an interesting situation because the Danes understandably wanted the Germans after the war to come and clear out the beach that belonged to them. However, the children, effectively, who were sent by the Germans to do this were not involved in the war directly. They were the teenage sons, most of the German soldiers, and the Dane
grunty.
It's pretty grunty. So, yeah, you know, the angry Danish Rasmussen guy who's leading the pack is very angry, and he's very concerned that all of the mines are, you know, located and exploded. But of course, the mission is suicidal, and he becomes more and more aware of the fact that these, you know, teenagers were not actually directly responsible. But they're kind of carrying the sins of their
and that's
parents,
it's based on real events.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
They used to go in with little
sticks,
yeah, sticks testing for mines, which of course adds a lot of tension to the film.
I'm reminded of that film. I can't remember the one where someone stands on a landmine, and it's one of those ones that if you stand on it, but it's when you lift your foot off that it goes up. But not, no, it's not Predator, but there is a similar scene like that. Predator. No, it's basically the whole film is just stand on the mine, and the camera's just with this person the whole time. I can't, maybe one of our intelligent listeners whose memory works a little bit more sharply than mine might know the movie I'm talking about. But it's really interesting.
God.
Might just be called Landmine even. But yeah.
So you get to count the seconds or minutes before your life is completely changed or over.
Yeah, you just get to sort of think what you would be doing in that situation, you know, and then someone.
Do you think time stretches in that moment?
I don't want to know.
Reasonable.
Time does stretch, though.
It does. So someone found a mine down in Christchurch the other day, you know, an exploded one. And
really?
Yeah. And it happens quite a bit. I mean, obviously, over this side of the world, we're
really?
Very fortunate.
Whereabouts?
A hand grenade in Christchurch.
Hand grenade, yeah.
Christchurch.
Oh, hand grenade, sorry. That's different to
mine.
Good point. But, you know, like the idea that you'd have, like, undetonated explosives hanging around your
environment. There was actually one in Germany
environment
a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing some building or something, yeah. An unexploded World War II bomb.
Yeah.
How many years old is that now?
Precisely. Yeah. And I mean, you've got to wonder about the technology too, you know, if it's rusting or it becomes a lot more.
Just, I guess, dicky.
a dicky bomb might be a little dicky.
Careful. I mean, that's also, that must be a huge problem around the world, eh? How stupid are we?
Kind of like messing up the future for everybody.
Munitions carelessly discarded, you know?
And that, of course, goes for nuclear waste too. You know, like.
Hard out. Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, there are people who are suffering the effects of nuclear waste that's been dumped in their environments from, you know, the past or even the recent past. You know, Australia, for example, sends a lot of nuclear waste from hospitals over to places like Vietnam.
That's true. And they remember there was a boat that was going to come through New Zealand that was going to be loaded full of nuclear waste. It was just sort of in transit, but it was still going to come past our pristine land. See you later. I'm not interested in that.
I think The Simpsons has made nuclear waste sort of like almost funny, but it's not.
I
just chuck it down my back and give it to my son, and you know the dog will eat it.
That's the genius of The Simpsons. There's so much great dark humor, yeah. and it seems to be more and more. Maybe it's, as I just watch more of it, I just pick up on more of it. But it's just beautiful dark. And if you look at any of Matt Groening's stuff that he did before The Simpsons, like any of his like comics and stuff like that, it's all in there. Eh? Yeah. He's like myself. He's terrified of it. And the nuclear thing and the idiots in charge of it, I think, is probably.
And sometimes by making it into a cultural commentary like that, it raises awareness and, of course, gives a critique to it. You know, I always think
that's better than having sort of like Spider-Man getting bitten by a radioactive spider and that being cool for some reason. You know, guess what? Instead of all my hair falling out and getting tumors all over my body, I just got these special powers.
Yeah, there's not terribly much that, you know, special powers don't really come from nuclear activity.
I don't even think the Hulk is real.
Don't you?
No.
It's hard to tell.
Prove it! That's what I say, you know?
Yeah, no, I think you're right. But some pretty great TV from the 70s. Yeah. You don't think God's
true? The Hulk, God, and Spider-Man. Maui, though, however, fishing up the North Island.
Yeah.
There's
a movie about it, it's definitely
Moana.
True.
Moana! I love that movie, though. Don't you love that movie?
No, I've never seen it.
Never seen Moana?
No.
Oh, come on, live a little.
Okay.
Get out of here. English, grubby, lock, stock and two smoking train spottings.
Get away from that.
Last two movies that you've told me you've watched have been Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and Trainspotting. Come on, get a bit Pacific on it.
Okay. All right. Well, what do you recommend?
Moana.
Okay.
Sit through that.
We'll do. Thank you.
If you're gonna sit through it, it's so much better than Frozen. Oh my God.
I was on telly the other day. I watched about 10 minutes of that. It was
Frozen.
Shite.
God, it's terrible.
Oh, you get a great outfit for parties. Yeah, animations.
You could be the snowman.
Oh, anyway, let's So Land of Mine was originally called something else in Danish. It was called Undersandet, which means under the sand, which isn't very clever, but I think the translation is a much better title. Land of Mine, because of that
pun.
That's more clever.
Was it called Undersandet? And that means under sand.
Under sand.
It's under the sand, yeah.
Oh, languages,
yes. And Scandinavian languages are, you know, fairly close to English.
Love them. Mm. Love them. I love them.
So this won the 2015 Toronto International Film Festival.
Oh, congratulations, well done.
In the platform section. And it was also selected for Best Foreign Language Academy Film at the 89th Academy Awards. So if you're interested in Denmark after World War II, where 2,000 young German teenagers searched for mines, then land is mine.
What about, I don't know if you're familiar with the East Coast Bays of Auckland, one of the most glamorous and beautiful places to grow up. Even down on the Campbell's Bay down there, where I grew up, beautiful. Campbell's Bay, there's photos of the coiled barbed wire that they made, and then these big sort of they were like a big cross, like a, they put out just off, just sort of at low tide. They'd bury them in the sand, so the German boats came and attacked us. You know, just at a certain stage of the war there. They're still like on Campbell's Bay and all around there, around Devonport and stuff. There's the North Head, of course, with all the pillboxes with the
pillboxes.
They're called that, okay. Rob.
visit there.
They'd be people sitting there with a rifle, with a rifle, and that massive gun that can shoot over the back of Rangitoto, which is pretty weird, isn't it? Like, that's weird, that gun that used to be able to shoot over the top of Rangitoto.
Brilliant. That's all you need here. If you
I don't know if they ever shot it that far, but I don't know if they ever actually really... did anyone know that, ladies and gentlemen? Listeners, 309, 3879, did they ever shoot that that massive big... that retractable gun and of
North Head. Deafen everybody in Auckland.
Kaboom!
Wouldn't it?
Kaboom! It would go. What about in the and then this in between Campbell's Bay and Castor Bay, you've got Kennedy Park, and there's a whole lot of old war buildings there too. And what they used to do with those ones were like big gun turrets. But they used to have these things they'd throw over the front of them to make them look like holiday homes. and there's still by the playground there, there's still like a little sort of like a building. I don't know what they use it for now, maybe a scout den or something like that. And that building used to be painted like an Italian ice cream shop to fool the Germans.
it's so incredibly get smart, isn't it?
And there was a tennis court that was painted like a swimming pool or something like that they threw over.
Seriously? This is fantastic. That's really interesting.
Like, can you imagine them sitting there and their pretend Italian ice cream shop just waiting.
Yeah, nothing happening.
Waiting to hear something on the wire. If the Jerrys are coming.
With the Morse code,
Come on. Not today. Okay, just stand down. Okay, take the pretend front of the holiday house off.
That's absolutely spectacular. Don't we do strange things to the environment in relation to our fights?
Yeah, how about conflict in general? Just silly.
It's a strange kind of animal thing, isn't it?
So texts have come in regards to our stimulating conversation here. Japanese boats invasion. It was Japanese boats. I know the gun was for. They were worried about Russians with a gun. Like Russians.
Do you think we should still be worried about Russians?
Maybe stealing all of our fish. Yeah, maybe stealing all the fish.
Well, that's true.
But and also the North Koreans steal the fish, and everyone else stealing the fish.
Is there actually fish left?
There's three fish left, I think.
Three fish,
And someone reminded us that Moana is available in Te Reo from this week.
Oh,
isn't that cool?
Indeed.
That's really cool. And because if you see the movie, it deserves to be in Te Reo. Some landmines have a pressure plate, and when you release the pressure plate, it's released, you get the explosion. Some mines you stand on, once you release your foot, it will jump in the air, and that's the one called the jumping jacks above your head. That's one that was in this movie. Jumps up and like who invented that? Hey, we can bury it in the ground, set it somehow, and it just waits. It just waits until somebody goes. Some young, some girl skipping along to grandma's with a red riding hood on or something, and then it doesn't just blows up in the air and then scatters debris everywhere.
It's such a cowardly bastard thing to do. That really makes me angry.
Landmines are cowardly.
And how responsible is the designer of such a psychopathic weapon?
Well, any weapon, when you think about
any weapon, guns. What about guns?
The person who designs it.
Guns are for guns. This is why I have real issues with people that try and stick up for gun rights and stuff. It's like a gun is just made
to kill,
to stop, hurt, and destroy something. There's not many inventions. Cars can do it. You know, boats can do it if you run someone over on a boat, I suppose.
Sure, but they have dual functions,
piano,
right?
If you push it off the top of a roof, can do it. But that's not invented for that.
That's a good point in terms of its actual purpose.
Yeah.
The gun is fairly singular, isn't it?
I guess a crossbow as well. Yeah. And a bow and arrow. Yeah. But a gun really gets the job done. Mikey, those covered giant pits at Kennedy Park, what were they? I know that. Well, I don't know if you're talking about look at that. Okay, come through. The giant pits. Kennedy Park also had is the site of as a former pass site as well. And there's big Coomera pits up there too that have been covered up. But but the cannon on Waiheke Island could blow. There was a cannon on Waiheke Island too, wasn't there? It could blow fishermen on the west coast.
multitasking cannon.
They shot the one on Mount Victoria once. It's actually on North Head, but it shattered windows around Devonport, so they didn't fire it again. Imagine that. You'd just be down there heating up the copper to wash your jeans for the 15th time that day to feed your kids some potatoes or whatever, and then, oh, bloody hell. What's happened? What's the end of the world? See, that's what happened in the Victorian era. Smash all the windows surrounding houses. Yeah, it's come through again. Okay, and someone says, "So Dad's Army." It is So Dad's Army.
The Italian ice cream shop
is So Dad's Army.
It is.
We should press on, Maria. This has been a wonderful talk. Are we giving this away today? Are we giving one away?
Yep, we're always giving one away.
Right on. If you like the sound of Land of Mines, it's Danish German. I guess it's subtitled.
It is subtitled. Lots of reading.
You can give us a call now, 309-387-93. Call it through, can have a copy.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.